Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. We have a tradition on the show where we choose three short conversations to end every month. The last Friday of the month, technically, so it may not be the exact end of the month. These are too short for regular doses, but too long for bumper stickers, so we feel like we should still share them with you. Enjoy. Speaking of typewriters, I don't know if I told you this.
Oh, what?
I got invited back to Fringe.
Oh, yay. Yeah. Good.
Somebody they were talking about it, and somebody was like, hey, didn't we have a guy over by the rep doing typewriters? So Tempest reached out to me and said, did you do like typewriter poetry? I'm like,
I love it.
Tempest. Here's what I did.
I
sent receipts. Like, I sent the pictures. I'm like, I was here. I was there for 48 hours over the course of the entire Fringe, and people were writing thank you notes to the performers and the volunteers
Such
and the staff,
idea.
And we put them up on the wall. And she's like, oh, we need to do that again. And I'm like, Tempest, yes, we need to do that again.
Yes, and then you just said yes automatically. Now, Tempest isn't saying, hey, Nick, we'd like to pay you to bring your typewriters out here and do this thing.
Oh, no.
She's saying,
no,
would you volunteer your equipment and your heart for this thing? And here's the thing. I don't know if you're paying attention or not, but you have a knack for creating situations that bring people together and that give people a connection through your typewriters, through your events, through your radio shows, through your podcasts, through your support of other people's podcasts. If I could zoom out and look at what you're doing here, I think it's an addiction, quite honestly, to bring human beings together in a meaningful way.
Do you think I need to go to Connection Anonymous?
This is why I've invited your family and friends here to the room.
Is this an intervention?
It is an intervention.
Oh, this is going to make for great audio.
See, now, we knew that you would think that when we got in the room, so we're not actually recording this.
What?
The mics are not live. Sorry to disappoint you on that one, but we do want you to know that you need to stop helping people to be so happy and connected, and you have to stop being so inventive in the ways that you do it, because the world is getting tired of being engaged and loving each other.
I could see that. I could see that.
Okay, so zip it. It's good. A little bit of love. It is good. It is good. Hey, I saw an interesting representation of the devil and the angel on the shoulder. It showed the devil saying I want. And the angel saying, I should.
Aww.
Isn't that the difference between the devil and the angel?
Yeah.
The angel is so caught up in what they're supposed to be doing, and the devil is so caught up in what they want. Right? Perfect.
It's like Google Maps.
Okay, explain that one.
So I'm going to Google Map over to Light on the Sugar, which is what I want. I want their lovely desserts. Their cream puffs are amazing. They've got a cheesecake cream puff, which I've brought over for you before, which is really remarkable. Panna cotta, good iced tea. But what I should do is four doors down is Grounding Roots and their fresh juices.
Oh.
So if my GPS sees that I'm doing what I want instead of what I should do, it should just change the destination.
Wow. Wow. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Moral GPS is, I guess it wasn't really moral what you're talking
MPS.
About, but think about
moral
that, right?
Positioning systems,
right?
Yeah.
Just that you're like, you're making a mistake.
Yeah.
Redirecting.
Huh. Maybe you should just go to the gym. Oh, judgy GPS. Okay.
That would last about a day in my life. But imagine the first person who discovered watermelon. Like, they crack open this huge gourd and it's all this pink inside, and then they scoop their hand in and it's like, it's watermelon.
That is wonderful. Yes.
But whoever named watermelon,
a little bit off.
What would you call watermelon if you could name it?
Pinky toes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I call it.
Hey, do you want a slice of pinky toes?
Pinky
toes.
I heard you say it. I heard you say it, but it didn't sink in. And then when you said, do you want a slice of pinky toes? I'm like, oh, that's weird. Pinky toes.
Yep. Yep. That's where my mind goes.
Oh. Another batch of Friday shorts in the can. We hope you enjoyed this fun show snippets as much as we enjoyed making them. Nick and I really love that you choose to listen to your daily dose. And we would love to hear your thoughts and ideas as we evolve the show in different directions. Please feel free to reach out and let us know what you think. And thanks for listening.